No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast, it's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
How art thou?
Art thou good? How are you?
I'm good. Did you see the eclipse yesterday? Was you looking up at the sky and shit?
I was not for real. So at about 1:30, I had stepped outside to see if it was in progress of.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I looked up and was like, oh, Jesus. And I guess I was trying to blind myself because I really looked at, and I went in. So at the time, I was taking my mother to the eye doctor. So we're at the eye doctor looking at the eclipse. Go ahead. And I go back in, and I'm like, sitting down, like, I feel like I can't see. And then by the time we was done with this long-ass appointment, it was, like, 2:45.
I am blind.
So I'm already blind. So, yeah. That was my extent of it. Did you get to see? Did you get your solar glass?
I you know what? I did get to see it. at first, I didn't give a shit. I mean, I don't know why.
It's
I didn't
been on my calendar for like a month.
I didn't even know it was coming up to like the day before. I was like, oh, eclipse. All right, word. Cool.
I found it, but I did. I was like, oh, it's and I literally put it in my phone on my calendar to remember like the world wasn't gonna remember.
I was like, yeah. Oh, what time is this supposed to happen? Oh, on my lunch break. Oh, I really don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, but then like people start coming upstairs and was on the balcony at the job looking out, and I was like, all right, well, let me go see what the fuss is about. And I took glasses and I put them on, and I was like, first I looked up, I said, these shit don't work.
I said that before.
I said, these shit don't work. I don't see nothing. And then motherfucker turned my head a little bit more, like, oh no, you gotta look up here. And then I seen it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that don't happen again for what, another what, 20 years or some shit?
Something like that. Right. I wish I was in Dallas though, because they got the complete blackout.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I was like, that's kinda dope. We got like a
little
little right, little nigga. Yang. But a complete black, yeah. Imagine that.
Wow. Yeah. No. I don't want. Don't cover Chicago.
Gotham City.
Hell yeah. Got them real quick, nigga. Where's the bat, nigga? We need him.
How come nobody took superhero soup serious? Right. Okay. We know how like Batman ain't got no real superpowers. Okay.
He don't.
Okay.
His superpowers is wealth.
But like we don't have vigilantes in the city. Like I got it. It didn't dip out prior to?
No.
We should.
Like, no.
Nobody wants to take that role on, huh? They want to be the Batman.
Nobody wanted vengeance. Nobody wanted that. I told you, nigga, his superpower is money. That shit costs. You have to be able. You can't be Batman and work at Walgreens. Like, nigga, no. That's shit.
I need to know what you're saying. Oh, okay. I was like, where are we going with this? Got it. Cool. Sorry.
But no, nobody, yeah. Like, you have to, for one, you have to be able to not be around for a while and nobody questioned it. Like, and what happened in Dark Knight? This nigga went to fucking China and got somebody. Like, somebody got to account for that. Like, oh, we haven't seen Bruce in 2 days. Like, nobody's going to do a welfare check. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to have money to be able to do that shit. Or not be important to anybody. But if you ain't important to nobody, what the fuck you trying to get vengeance for?
Because you want to be important.
If you out here just killing motherfuckers because you ain't got nobody left.
I mean, they witnessed a crime. Let me save the day.
I don't love motherfuckers that much, nigga. At that point, nigga, you gotta go home and eat your spam, G. You told single man dinner, nigga. Like, fuck that. Don't become a superhero.
You had some spam.
Never. Never in my life. I said, what, nigga? No. My grandma from Florida. We don't do that shit. Like, that's.
Yeah, but I don't remember actually eating it.
I'm sorry. You like, I'm. That's a Super Saiyan struggle meal, fam. I will not. Like, I don't even. Like, the shit that we really call struggle meals ain't struggle meals. Like, I remember seeing posts. You'll see posts, they'd be like, oh, it'd be like a peanut butter and jelly, a fried bologna sandwich, a smoked sausage on the shit. And a bowl of cereal, they're like, oh, remember these struggle meals? I'm like, bitch, that ain't struggle meal. That shit is fire. Spam is a fucking struggle. Vienna sausages.
Struggle meal.
What's struggle about a peanut butter and jelly? That's the first thing they give you as a child. That's now if you eat Chef Boyardee at a grown age, that's a fucking struggle meal. That Easy Mac. Struggle. Easy Mac after the age of 9 is a struggle meal, nigga. Like that shit. Don't you fucking dare. Like, nigga, no. Nigga, like.
Who had Easy Mac?
Easy.
I never had the microwavable macaroni and cheese thingamabob.
I mean, we had them, yeah. Like, it's just you. I mean, look. Your mama just don't believe it. Probably don't believe in cooking shit in the fucking microwave. You don't get a full meal out of that fucking nuke box. If it wasn't made in a pot or a span, like it ain't really food. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Even our struggle meals, she found some type of way to jazz up.
Exactly.
And I didn't think they were struggle meals. I just thought they were Jamaican dishes.
Exactly. See? Fooled your ass.
She would have like mackerel.
And rice. She got you with the pink mackerel, nigga. She got you with the pink mackerel.
She like sauteing up. Cut up some onions, some peppers.
It's never a struggle meal if it tastes good,
and
nigga.
Put a little rice, put a gravy on top. You like, this is amazing. This is $1.99.
Have you looked at like SpaghettiOs and all that Chef Boyardee shit as an adult?
That's disgusting as an adult.
I look at it like I think I made some for my niece one day. I opened that shit up and I was just like, we used to bang this shit, nigga. What? Taste buds on nothing.
I don't remember how, but like in my later years, I tried like a beefaroni.
It's not a
ravioli.
It's not a
shell. Oh, this is terrible.
It's not a speck of seasoning in that fucking sauce. It's just regular It's regular tomato sauce. It's regular tomato sauce, regular ravioli, and some type of meat.
I thought they changed the recipe.
No.
And I was like, oh,
and then at one point they made it bigger. What the fuck? How dare you? How dare you serve us more? Who asked for more? Mega ravioli or some shit?
And it would be like 5 raviolis.
And that one can. 5 of the motherfuckers.
And then you big ass.
And then you gotta plop them down. You gotta hear that suction. That for the can, nigga. For that shit plop and it splash. Cause the tomato sauce is mixed with, it's half water. The shit is half water. Yeah, nigga, like, ugh. Nigga, you mean to tell me y'all just put cooked pasta in the can and let that shit sit there for about, you know, 18 months?
Yes.
Until you ready to eat it. Yes. Fuck out of here, bro.
Yes.
Like, that shit, that's a fucking struggle meal. But Spam? Nah, fam. I'm good. Motherfuckers potted meat on crackers. That's a struggle meal.
Wait, what?
Potted meat on crackers. That's a struggle meal. You don't even know. See, you ain't been that down bad. Motherfucker ain't been down that bad. No, hoghead cheese is not a struggle meal. That's just a down south delicacy, nigga. Like, that's some shit. Like, nigga, my grandma would go get that shit and eat that shit while shopping, nigga. She'd be like, cut me up a couple slices of hoghead cheese and fucking and a roll of saltines and get busy. That's a snack to her. Like, that's a country lunchable. Hoghead cheese is a country lunchable, nigga. It is. I mean, but it's, you know, like yeah. I tried it. It's not good. It's not good.
Thanks, Shady. Thank you so much. Shady. Oh, my God.
Shady did that so you wouldn't have to. Like, she took that bullet. Appreciate you. I'm just saying, yeah. Got an update on the MJ biopic, but not the one you thinking about, nigga. Not the new one that's coming out next year. On the old one, the Flex Alexander one. So somehow, like, this stumbled upon my TikTok feed. You know, his daughter, his and Shanice's daughter. She's a singer, actually. She's singing. I didn't listen to shit she put out. I wasn't there for that. But yeah, I'm just, you know, pubbing her. I don't even remember her name. I'm sorry. That's not pubbing her, is it? That's fucked up. Sorry.
Just, get to the point.
I mean, yeah. I'm just, sorry. But she's sitting there with Flex. Somebody in her comments wants to know why he did the Michael Jackson movie.
Because, sir.
because, sir, why the fuck did you do that movie? Like, because at some point...
Sir, I'm concerned, okay?
Because, like, at a certain point, you have to stop blaming the filmmakers and blame him. Because you did it. So,
and
I don't know.
Once they powdered you up with white donut paste.
And you looked in the mirror.
Go, this ain't even right. Like, I think we could do better.
They asked him, like, he said, first of all, he's like, at first, I didn't know what I was auditioning for. And then they told him, like, when he got to audition, he started reading the sides. That's when he found out what it was for. And he was like, well, I'm dark as hell, 6'4". There's no way they're going to pick me. And they fucking did. And he took that shit. He was like, I needed money. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, this is pre-1-on-1. And this is post-Homeboys in Outer Space.
And this about ruined your career.
I mean, you know, hey. Shanice wasn't out. She wasn't making no music. You got to get the...
They had a reality show, I believe. And I respect their honesty because they was broke.
They
was going through some things.
Yeah, like, that's why... Like, it's... I never thought about... We never think about this, but, like, how it is when you be, like, on top and then you not. Like, I'm a motherfucker who been rich. They like, not a fucking Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder had to worry about a dollar since he was, like, 11. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers like that. But, like, when you was watching New Edition Story and you see Ronnie learning about real estate, and they like, damn, you must be down bad. You in the airport seminar with us, nigga. Like, yeah. But, like, yeah, you got to do something after that. Like, yeah. When that shit run out, like, nigga, I think, what was it, a couple years ago, somebody was getting married and they saw Tony Terry jogging.
No,
they saw Tony. They stopped him like, yo, ain't you Tony Terry? Like, and they had him sing at like they wedding and shit. Oh, like, yeah, so caught this nigga jogging. Like, damn, how you recognize this?
I walk past me right now, and I wouldn't.
Well, I would probably like, I might recognize him. I ain't gonna fully say I would, but I'm like. He a black ginger, like, talking about, I'd be like, hey.
I ain't gonna recognize him. But
I mean, like, look at the ginger, and I'd be like, oh, no, that's
him. Also, the black in me won't recognize him, because I'd be like, oh, that look like such and such. But I won't, or I'm like, oh, she kind of look like her. But I'll never think it's them. Like, I don't know, she look like Maya. It's Maya.
It's Maya.
She look like Maya. And keep going. I'm
talking about Maya, oh.
Unless you, like, I look at you and be like, no, you are. You are. Like when we met Tommy.
From Martin?
No.
Oh, Power Tommy. That's right. My bad. I mean, look. See, this is the divide. You say Tommy, I think of a different Tommy.
There was a whisper as we left.
Check out here.
Can we talk? Deadass is how that conversation started. We was all leaving out, and Brent shady ass over here like, hey. And they was like, hey. And I was like, great. Thank you for speaking to us.
Hello. Because
I didn't want to interrupt your dinner. But once you start talking to me.
Now you open the door. Like, yeah, now we can. Hi, my name is, you know what I'm saying?
Hi,
yeah.
My name is.
After working in a fucking radio station, I'll be seeing motherfuckers. And I ain't too many motherfuckers left who would get me, like, oh shit, there's that person. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who
I mean,
can.
You've met quite a few people.
Fucking have. I gotta think about this.
So, the mystique of it all is gone.
Yeah, well, the people that.
The allure.
I guess you could say that, because, like, it depends on. It depends on, like, I get, like, the people I think that I would freak out, I fucking dead. Like, nigga, Michael Jackson, I would go fucking crazy. Prince, I'd go fucking crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, No, I haven't met Janet.
Would you go crazy for Janet?
If she put me up on that motherfucking stage and strapped me to that motherfucking your dick, hell yeah, I'd go crazy. But I would too. I would go a little crazy to see Janet. I'd be like, oh shit, like, nigga, like, you know, like, nigga, Janet, like, stop playing with me. I look at my wife. Take this fucking ring off right now, shorty.
Lord.
Like, I'm for it. Miss Jackson, if you nasty, what you need from me? So that's anybody, nigga. Everybody listening to go, nigga. You know, nobody saying no to Janet Jackson. Let that nigga JD bones.
Oh,
No, I look better than that nigga.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, every nigga was thinking it when it dropped, G. Like, let that nigga JD hit. I know I look better than that nigga. That nigga look. That nigga JD look like motherfucking. He just look like a cartoon. Like a fucking a rodent. Like, not a. Like, something in that. A squirrel, a chipmunk, a weasel, something like that, nigga. Like, that's what he look like. And you like, nigga, if you pull Janet, because it wasn't for your money, because she got more money than you.
I definitely wasn't taking
that. That's the type of relationship that's perfect for me, because he probably made her laugh. You make pretty bitch laugh. It's a wrap. It's over with. I got you. Biggie. Come on, man. Biggie, my forever fat nigga idol. Come on, man. My nigga cheeks was so big, it looked like he didn't have eyes. And this nigga pulled Kim, Charlie Baltimore, and Faith Evans. It was like fucking them all simultaneously. Nigga, stop it. Goat shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know I look better than JD. I'm sorry, nigga.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was taken back when that
came. Yeah, we all were. Like,
and
word?
Then, no, okay, and maybe I was the only person who just wasn't really keeping up. But, like, when a New Edition movie came out, and it was, like, her and Bobby. And I was like, really? Like, I didn't know book. Nothing about that. So that took me aback.
And it wasn't even Don't Be Cruel Bobby. It was Girlfriend Bobby. It was like, I just got kicked out of New Edition Bobby. Man, please. I read that nigga book. I almost died. First of all, see, segues for that ass. Bobby Brown, Hitless, is amazing. Amazing. You know who is, I just put it like this. I ain't gonna even list them. But you know who his wife is right now?
Yes and no.
The girl playing the saxophone in the Rump Shaker video. That's his wife right now. Loose jaw, no.
Hey.
Crackhead Bobby.
Hey.
He the king, trust me. But these are facts. He the king. Kang of R&B. The Kang, not the king, the Kang.
Okay.
Get that shit right. Robert Beresford Brown is the Kang of R&B. But that, hey, nigga, crack is crack. Like, nigga, we work so hard, we gave you Bobby Brown jaw. Don't fucking shit detached. That nigga got a permanent overbite. Okay.
Done. You know, I saw this thing today where they were asking Chicago artists, who would you like to hear a comeback from? And I went to the comments being very surprised about how many people said Kells. And it was like, okay, but it was like, okay, look, this we're talking about the music. Kells. And it was just people like, I know y'all don't want to hear this, but Kells, I need a new album. And I was like, you know, let me ask Ryan, who is a Chicago artist that you would like to hear new music from?
It ain't Kells. Like, first of all, nigga.
It ain't Kells.
If
outside of that, but the last album you gave me was mediocre outside of.
If this shit never went down. Kale's best music was already behind him. Yeah. Like, he was already like that. Like, nigga, nah, it wasn't no. Cause I'm like, cause you're like, you're trying too hard to keep up with the young niggas. But you know that we don't really want the old nigga Kale. So you kind of stuck. So basically, nigga, at this point, like, honestly, if Kale's wasn't never a fucking creep and still wrote the same shit, he would have a fucking residency at the fucking. He'd be in Las Vegas getting money hand over fist. Like, we don't want no new, like, some motherfuckers you don't want new music from. I don't, like, new additions. Don't never have to make no new fucking music. Like, even when they, I guarantee you, when they do their concerts, like, when it's just them, when they headlining a whole fucking concert, I guarantee you they don't do that shit from that Bad Boy album. I guarantee them niggas don't do it. We're gonna get hot tonight.
I
guarantee they scratch that shit from there.
Or
at best, they give you just like the hook of it. I'm not saying it's bad.
I like how I think they gonna give me hot tonight. Take a shot.
Hit me. No, we ain't talking about hit me off. We talk about the Bad Boy.
I know.
When them niggas in there looking like not 112 but 224, nigga, with motherfuckers. These niggas look like all these niggas got on jean suits. I get that you a 40-year-old nigga got on these fucking jean suits and Timberlands. Let me hit it up in the right way.
I
going back to my place. Look at your wife is there.
That was a good song for them at their age.
The fuck you talking about? Going back to my place. Your wife is there. Your children. Nigga, you're 40.
That was a good song for them at their age.
It was a good song. I'm not saying it's not a good song. But in reality, that song was too old for them.
But it was still a hit.
It was still a hit because there's New Edition.
Because people still don't want to hear it.
Yeah, now name another song off that album.
Don't know
exactly.
I don't need every song. I need that one song. You got enough other songs for me to listen to.
Good luck.
And
good.
Then every one of y'all did solo shit.
So we're gonna ask. We're gonna have to like find a way to ask the people if you've been to a New Edition concert. Do they do Hot Tonight? Because I want
to
know.
I do want to go to the residency.
Yeah.
Clickety clink.
Can't click the New Edition. 40 years in the game.
Listen, doing the damn thing. I mean, I know we
shout out to Bobby Brown.
Clickety clicking to them, but clickety clicking to Beyonce for being 30 years in the game.
Yeah, Beyonce been around for a
minute. And keeping shit relevant. Go off, Ma.
Because this ain't Texas. Woo. You can't hold them. But lay your heart down, 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 down. That's all the fuck I know. I subconsciously like tried to not remember shit from that album. Like, you will not get me. Renaissance already got me, so but Cowboy, you will not get me.
Just purposely not trying to like this album.
I'm not purposely. I said subconsciously.
Okay.
Like I won't let myself listen. Like I honestly, they've been slipping them tracks into my mixes on Spotify. I've been skipping them hoes. Like yeah, I listen to the album. I listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
But I'm like nah.
What was your thoughts off your first?
It was really good. It was good. It was good. I fucked with it.
I can say I woke up that morning because I was not staying up to midnight listening to No Guy.
I forgot the shit that came out.
I probably went to sleep at 11:55, if you're being honest. I woke up and was like, let me get ready to, you know, take on the world. And I started playing the album. And I was like, okay. As I wanted the album, I was like, I think I like this off the first round. And I remember hearing Renaissance and being like, oh, can I skip this? Oh, can I skip that? And so after I listened to it for two times, I was like, I think I like this more than I like Renaissance. This is a thing. And then I was comfortable with downloading the entire album and not just certain songs.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm fucking with it. Now I want to see what's next and shit.
Visuals.
I'm hearing rumors she gonna do another fucking tour.
I heard the rumor too.
You going to the Cowboy tour, Cowboy Carter tour?
I am.
She gonna have y'all out there. Like, accident. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Listen, why is everybody on tour this year?
Because. So first of all, let me sign up. Before you get into that, I'm worried that all these tours are gonna fuck up Essence Fest. Because everybody's on fucking tour. But this is Essence Fest's 30th anniversary. So it gotta be fucking big. But I don't want to be big with old folks. I don't want to hear no fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm sure Essence Fest.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
And last year for this year, everybody gonna be off that weekend.
He's gonna be there. He's tired.
I know. Yeah, he did. The fucking voice died, nigga. He been before I let you go. He been on that shit for 40 years, nigga. 50 years, nigga. He tired of that run.
Everybody's
but yeah, everybody on fucking on tour. They just announced the fucking Sierra, Missy Timberland. Oh, my God.
One is right after my birthday.
I'm going.
So I feel like it should be my birthday gift.
I'm going to the Detroit show. I'm going to the Detroit show.
This is her first headline thing. Like, Missy never headlined.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, right? I feel like the show is going to be so over the top and so futuristic. So who's it?
And Busta Rhymes.
And Busta. It's them together. Like the,
wow.
The scenery, the production. Ooh.
A
so
verse from Touch It. Serious, man.
Yeah. It's the verses we've been asked for without it being the verses.
And we get Sierra.
And we get Sierra to come out there and 1-2-step.
Yes.
Is she pregnant?
No.
Not now. She had that baby.
Russell, wrap it up, bitch. Like, hey, Russell, wrap that shit up, B. You gotta focus on, first of all, you gotta focus on keeping Justin Fields from taking your spot.
Deep sigh, okay. That touched him in a special place.
I didn't get to talk about this.
What?
about us fucking trading Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Fucking glory tier, my nigga. Sick. Sick about it, I am.
I wasn't very happy about that.
I'm sick about, like, but, like, it's crazy because he went to the one place I was glad he fucking went. Fucking Pittsburgh. Black head coach. Like, that. He finna fucking do some shit.
Yeah.
He finna do some shit. I might get a fucking jersey. I might get a jersey and a terrible towel. I'm sorry, nigga. I'm sorry. But that nigga, that Caleb nigga better come in here and do some fucking work.
It's the hand.
Do some fucking work.
Fucking work.
You got to beat Green Bay. One of them games. You better go 1-1 and fuck you. I'll take the win in Lambeau. Beat them in Lambeau. I'll give you a pass on the whole fucking season. You beat the Packers and Lambeau, I'll give you a pass on this whole fucking season. All
right.
But yeah, man.
We have that tour. We have the Usher tour.
Usher tour, yes.
We got the Chris Brown tour.
Chris Brown on tour too?
He'll be here in June.
Fuck! Janet Jackson with Ludacris.
Jackson with Luda. It's going to be the same set from last year with a different rapper.
That's fine.
That's what I envisioned. That ain't even me being shady.
Damn, like, it's crazy. Janet's show could last so long.
It's like 2 hours.
See, that's why, fam, can you imagine? That's why I wish if Michael Jackson was alive, fam, and they did a overall Jackson's fucking world tour with him. Oh, my God. I would nut on myself. Oh, my God. I would sell my firstborn, nigga. Like, firstborn, nigga, the junior, nigga, will go. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'm going to see Michael and Janet. And then I get to, like, you know, Rebe tried out. Give me a little centipede. And some Jermaine Jackson. Everybody come out and do torture. And Marla can do his fucking groove. That nigga was tingling. Somebody.
Tingling.
That nigga was tingling. And Michael's looking at him. He's looking at the other brothers like.
Might be so.
He's so shady. Mike the shadiest motherfucker in his, like, he's shady. Like, in concerts, he will eat your ass alive. Like, the whole time. That one, it's a breakdown. Job's gone. And I believe it.
What are you
going to
do,
man? Professionalism, nigga. And the other girl still riffing with him. She's still, like, riffing with him, hitting her notes, and this nigga, like, it's a breakdown. What are you gonna do?
Shout out to Brad.
Shout out to Brad, nigga. I changed my name after that. I changed my fucking name, because Brad is getting, you know, are you the Brad?
The Could Brad. Be.
Who else is on tour?
Was the R&B tour.
Oh, the fucking SWV.
No, going to that. The SWV Xscape. Let's put them at the top.
Yep.
Maya 702 and
total. I'm going to that.
I want to go to that, which is right before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Please, nigga, like.
All of them.
We'll collaborate on one, motherfucker. This ain't even a monumental birthday, nigga. This is an in-between, nigga. You ain't hit a 0 or 5, nigga. I'm not trying to hear none of that.
That's real.
You talking shit about a 7, nigga? 8? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I want to go to Aruba for my 37th birthday. Shut the fuck up. You have to wait 3 years. For some fucking Aruba. You trying to be on that motherfucking.
Why we like that?
Trying to be on that boat with the drone and shit when they take your business in the sea.
37.
Nah, nigga, because you gotta make it before.
That
nigga, y'all ass out here.
I made it another year.
You did. Now that y'all go, let's go get your ass some mimosas or something, nigga. Let's go.
Take your ass to brunch.
Right. Go to a show at the Airy Crown. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, the Airy Crown. Maybe win trust if we lucky, you know. Get your ass in the pavilion.
How you keep going up and down?
I'm trying to figure. Depending on who's going well. You be in the motherfucking air guy and fuck with me. Not a chair in sight, nigga. Standing, nigga. Standing room only. House of Blues. Jesus. Look, GA. General admission, nigga. Like, with no free drink. None of that shit. Meet and greet. Are you crazy? For 37? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You better send that nigga a DM on Instagram and hope he respond. Tell you happy birthday. Yeah. Maybe at 40.
Disrespectful. Now, what if I don't make it to
40? Oh, well,
then
shit, you know.
Nigga!
You don't get the rewards, nigga. You ain't making it to 40. Nigga,
niggas be like, man. Tell
me I'm gonna go to Rue. I'll take your ass to Milwaukee.
No.
Take your ass to Kalamazoo, nigga. Find some shit to do.
Not you got bars.
Something like that. What else is going on?
I meant to say another. The R&B Money, that's an interesting tour. It's
Tank, oh, yeah.
Carrie Hilson, and Carl Thomas.
Who's headlining?
I'm assuming Tank is his tour, right?
Oh, okay.
That's my assumption.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No. Sorry. I'm not saying the Tank is not headlining. Well, okay.
I didn't see them three together.
Yeah, that's off. Who's the woman?
Carrie Hilson.
Carrie, oh shit! Oh no, that's.
It's an interesting lineup.
Like, where's that shit? In Chicago, what venue is that gonna be at?
I don't know what venue it is.
Shit gonna be at the motherfucking horse show.
That's gonna be at the horse show. The fucking horse show. No. The casinos. Man, Jodeci was at the casino.
Jodeci fucked the casino up. Cause they got paid in chips.
That's gotta be hurtful, going from like venues to like, oh, thank you for showing up. That's gotta be tough. We appreciate you. Here's the money coming down. Like you back where you started.
I'm not saying shit. So.
What?
I don't have nothing for that.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a hard road. One more road to cross.
I feel like you have so much to say.
No, I really don't. It's tough shit. Like I was talking about earlier, when you on top and you gotta take real estate classes. But that nigga was making money though. I, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It's only embarrassing if your goal was to continue to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think the people who be like, you know what? I tried it. I don't like it. I want to live a normal life.
Right. You do that shit when you're a kid.
Yeah. I think people, it really only affects you because you thought this would be.
Yeah. Because that's the first thing they tell you. This shit ain't forever.
Listen. People be like, that was a booking. I still work. You done did a major movie. I still work.
Did you see about that lady who, she quit her job because she won the lottery? But, you know what I mean, it was like only,
She won
the lottery for 90, but after taxes, she got 64. Would you quit for 64?
Million?
Thousand.
I'd take some days off.
Sabbatical like a motherfucker. You know what? Probably. Yeah. I would take a leave of absence. I make some plans for some shit. Operation Flip This Bread is in effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How we gonna flip this bread? Everything besides buying a brick, nigga.
If I gotta buy a brick,
I know where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But like, would I quit? I think I definitely take a leave of absence. I probably take a leave, like, if this shit happened to me tomorrow, I take a leave of absence for the summer. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of clothing lines and shit I got under my belt. I would push the shit out of them and see in that 3-month period if it's worthy of me not coming back after that 3-month period. Nigga, if I can just make my money off of this, then we good. But if I can't, nah, fuck that.
Can't have fun in the summer, though, with 64,000.
Huh?
Can't have fun in the summer with 64,000. You gotta.
Nah, yeah. My trip's already planned, though, so I'm going to be a part. That's the extra. Yeah, if the shit
if
was happening anyway.
If I had $65,000, I probably would take a leave of absence for the summer. I would pay off some stuff.
Yep.
And then I'm going to vacation the whole summer. And then come back and be like, all right, now what? And give myself a budget. Like, okay, this is what you spend there for these amount of vacations.
Oh, okay.
And then this is what you keep, you know, because you don't want to come back and be broke. That's foolish.
True shit.
But, you know, look into some investments, things of the such.
Yep.
Because why I want to go back to work?
Passive income.
Because why I want to go back to work?
I mean, shit, 64K, you could definitely put a, you definitely got enough money to put down on a building.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a few dollars in and give it a small, I mean, yeah, you got to have that money off rip. But yeah. What else is going on? Oh, shit, finally. So, you know, people do they fucking, People Magazine do that sexiest man alive shit every year. For one, do they ever do that for... They ain't never did that for women, do they? They just do men?
I have no idea.
I ain't never seen it for women. Well, could you do that for... I don't know, because I feel like...
I feel like that bring on a whole...
I feel like that starts some shit. Like, yeah, like, what you mean? Say, like, yeah, you couldn't do that. But they do that with the men. And some of these picks be off, nigga. Like, I think one year it was the... what's his name? Blake Shelton?
They don't do... Say they do Woman of the Year.
They do Woman of the Year? Instead. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, like,
I thought about that because Caitlyn, didn't she win? Is that not what she won?
She did.
Okay.
She did.
And I was like, what?
Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year.
Why you got the president's hair?
Because I'm saying it. I'm being official with it. Taking a stance that's what happened. Caitlyn Jenner. One woman, People Magazine, Woman of the Year.
People Magazine,
Woman of the Year. Okay. Well, so, like, you know, I think we only had, like, 2 black dudes win that shit before. I don't know. Not a lot of black men win that shit. And that's crazy, because I'd be like, black people look better than all y'all white folks. Like only competition, we had some Latin people, you know, around. Just a couple. A couple of y'all. Not all.
But they, they did Damson.
Essence did Damson. Made him the sexiest man of the moment.
If that ain't some semi-shady. I mean, but right now, you good.
But it might fade.
It might fade.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But that brings the question, like, fuck took y'all so long?
For real. Like,
I'd have had some shit out.
They didn't get him in the height of the snowfall?
Not even for him. Just that title. Because this is their first time doing some shit like this. Mm. I feel like y'all should have been did that shit. Essence Magazine for black women. Y'all be putting black men on the cover all the time. When I think I remember when they had all the actors and shit. It was Morris Chestnut and Boris Kojo and all these niggas. I'm like, you got 4 or 5 years right there.
Yeah.
I would have waited. I'd have gave People Magazine 5 years if y'all ain't picked a black man. In fact, I think one year they had Nick Nolte on that shit. Nick fucking Nolte, nigga. Nick Nolte was born wrinkled. How the fuck is he the sexiest man alive? And this was like in the early 90s. This is after 48 Hours. Like, this is damn near blue chips. This nigga could play Santa. What the fuck you talking about, sexiest man alive? Maybe sexiest man alive, James Caan. Like, I be picking these old ass white men.
I mean, if Essence needs some help with the lineup, I got like that.
It ain't hard. Like, yeah, I'd have gave him, you got 5 years to make a black man sexiest man alive. And, or I'm going to start my own. Like, period. I'd have copied right off their ass. No, ain't no copyright on words. No trademark on words. No, we got to...
Next up got to be Morris Chestnut, because that most recent...
You got to get niggas the retroactive. What the fuck? Man, you know, I don't even know what I'm asking, because I don't give a fuck.
It was him doing some photo shoot.
Oh, he's working out of some
good
shit.
Good collage. It was a good collage.
I feel like that nigga... I feel like ever since he played Ricky, he work out like a running back.
Kofi, sorry. You say what?
I feel like ever since he played Ricky, he worked out like a running back. Like, he works out like a running back. And then, like, you know, they had him doing it in The Best Man again. He was like, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The way they had him fucking everything in the Best Man series.
Hell yeah.
I was like, so you are too old for this.
Whore. Man whore.
Get get it together.
Is he too old for that?
He's not doing your shit.
That's a quip that he would be like Shannon Sharp age. Like, nigga, he's like, Shannon Sharp out here. I ain't hate if you ain't 280.
Nah, he'd be younger.
If you ain't 180, no.
Because he was like, the first one, what year was he playing football? He's like,
that was 99. That was 99.
Why he named that club Shay Shay?
Club Shay Shay? Because he country. That nigga country.
Club Shay Shay.
Shannon Sharp is by far.
Rumor has it P-Valley got canceled. Rumor has it.
I didn't look.
I saw
Gail
Bean talking about it.
Who? Oh, Gail Bean. I seen like a leader they have, but I didn't do no investigating. That's why I said rumor has it.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
Like the little promo of their like thing and they had like canceled on it. So I'm like, I don't know if somebody just made it on their own.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or if it was a legit thing.
I didn't see nothing from Stars and then nothing come through the website. I don't believe it. But they better not fucking cancel P-Valley. I fuck with P-Valley.
I want people to stop taking 2 years per season.
Fucking weirdos.
Because why you think I'm sitting around? Because I am. But like, why should I be sitting around here waiting for you? Like, what is these contracts?
I don't know. Y'all niggas.
I need you to be available to do this.
Y'all, right, because y'all niggas. Y'all's pumping out power.
You got eight
at a rapid pace, nigga.
They was doing 23 episodes a season, and your ass was stuck, and I got my show every week.
Well, but the cable shows don't ever give you that many.
True.
Cable shows, you'd be like 12.
But yeah, 80s. I get the thing. Why I gotta wait 2 years per season for these shows?
I don't know. Shell is flustered, okay? She is upset about it. I feel you.
I am. Because by that point, I lose interest. And I don't care no more.
I'm going to say this, though. LaMercia took his ass on tour. Fuck you talking about? That nigga went on tour. That nigga should have been on tour. Man. So, are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Madonna. She got history of the black men's.
How we
get that? Huh? It's in the notes.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah. She got history messing with the black men's. Mm-hmm. Tupac. And Dennis Rodman. And I feel like she was just with a black dude. Or was that Cher? No. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
man. We talked about this shit already.
Listen, man.
But, she shot her shot at some of, I'm going to say y'all, because our generation is right under them, and y'all, he is one of y'all zaddies, fucking Giancarlo Esposito. No? You're not nothing? It's not ringing the bell? Name? No?
Nope.
Not by name? Are you serious? Damn. You know what I'm fucking
saying? I need a face.
I need a face, fucking Giancarlo Esposito. Bugging out, motherfucking, the Big Brother Almighty.
Okay.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
That was him. Damn.
Okay.
Yeah. She don't. It's okay. It's all right. Anyway, back in the day, Madonna called him up on a late night. They was working on a movie. And she said, like, you know, they was working on a movie, and, you know, he gave her a number, like, you know, to help with the movie and shit. And she called that nigga late at night while he was in the bed with his soon-to-be wife. And she's like, who on the phone? Like, and she asked, like, who's on? She asked who's on the phone. She's like, Madonna. And Madonna was like, who's that? And the bitch is Louise.
Not Louise.
Oh, fucking name. That's her name. That's his wife's name. His wife's name, Louise.
It's just Louise.
Louise, who? Bitch, you know what time it is? I'm adding the bitch that, because that's how I feel like the conversation really went. Like,
Louise.
Louise. It was 1985. This bitch's name Louise.
I get that. I do. But Louise, shit. Shit.
You don't know nobody named Louise?
No, not alive. Hey Louise, you gotta be like Grandma Louise, hey Granny Louise.
We not getting to these old names, G. We not gonna start that.
Louise?
That's her name, man. What you want me to do?
Our names gonna be old at some point.
They are. I'm not disagreeing with that. But Louise? Not mine. I think boys got it better though, because they can always have a Mike, a Brian, a Jonathan, a Steven, a so like, I feel like
a Michelle, a Brittany, a Tiffany, no, a Ashley.
But we be having the Nevaeh, the Janaeah, the Shemaiah, the Lanaya.
That was named Christopher. Michelle.
I ain't seen
my nephew. My nephew's name is Chris.
Oh, word. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
My nephew's name is Chris.
I ain't met another Michelle, and I don't know how.
My nephew's got real common fucking names.
I ain't met a Chris younger than me in a minute.
Really?
It's been a minute, child. So.
Yeah.
I know a Chris.
Jaquavion. Jaquavion.
Now, where the names going after these names?
Raekwon. The chef.
Can we go?
Nigga, I mean, that? Shit. Rihanna already named her son RZA.
She did. What's the
other one? I don't know.
It's an R. It's an R. Riot.
I was gonna say, man, white men. No, I was just say white people, but I really meant. Rich people, name their kids what the fuck ever. That's how you make nepo babies. You name them some shit you can't, like, you know what I'm saying? You name them some shit that you can't get nowhere else. Some shit that don't make no sense.
That make it up.
Blue Ivy ain't never get no regular job, nigga. Blue Ivy.
Yes.
Yeah, that sound like a strain of weed.
Is Riot Rose Mayers and RZA Altiston Mayers.
Alright.
RZA and Riot.
I swear to God, Gary Payton, you had like 4 times to shoot the ball. I'm sorry. We got the game on in here. This nigga Gary Payton had like 4 open shots and didn't take none of them. Open. Open.
So
open. Like, nigga. I'm just saying, man. Just to get fouled and take free throws. You better not miss one either. You better hit both them motherfuckers. What else is going on?
Let's see. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares. That's Simmons' daughter out here with the old man.
Hey, she got A, man. Look.
Apparently, today they single. They broke up. So that didn't last very long.
You think her mama shut it down? Well, her mama can't shut it down. That's how she got it, right? Yeah. Like, nigga. That shit is hereditary.
I get it from my mama.
I get it from my mama. Fucking old niggas is hereditary. Honestly. Had they not
even an attractive old man.
Honestly, had they not said her name, I wouldn't have knew who the fuck that was.
That part. But that wasn't even an attractive. It was just an old man.
He probably rich.
I mean, you got money to be attractive.
Yeah.
No, like fix it.
Oh, no. Why waste the money when you going to fuck me anyway? Because I got a lot of money.
That's true.
You going to take whatever dick come out these rich pants. Plus Viagra, the good kind, 500 milligrams.
No more City Girls.
It's not surprising, but it's still sad.
Act up,
you smacked up. I had to listen to a couple songs on the way home from work in remembrance.
I don't know the order of whatever the fuck.
I don't know either.
I just kept seeing different tweets surface.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all got each other's phone numbers, don't you?
But it gave me good old days though. Good old days of watching some shit go down on Twitter. Yeah. Like, nigga, that is old school Twitter. You know, somebody had the audacity to ask today. Like this, I hate these motherfucking new Twitter fuckers. Cause y'all don't know about the shit. Somebody was like, what would you do if Twitter shut down for a day? Bitch, Twitter used to shut down all the time. Twitter used to shut down all the fucking time. Like, it would be, if some shit went, like, when some shit go viral, Twitter would fucking not be able to handle the traffic, and it would break.
Yes.
And we have to see that fucking whale up there, and you couldn't tweet shit.
No, you know what?
Or
when I used to be, what I used to be, Lord Jesus. When I used to work in Cricket, when Cricket first got to Chicago.
Oh my God.
Yes, back in
the that's day. Like that was like when U.S. Cellular hit the streets.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you can still do Twitter online. Like I would be at work on the internet. On the internet. On Twitter.
Like, motherfuckers, like, remember when you would tweet too much and you get put in Twitter jail?
Yes.
Fucking Twitter jail.
No problem, but yes.
I've been in Twitter jail a few times. And that was crazy. Like, and it's fucked up. Because you can still be on Twitter. You can like stuff. You can still see the shit. You can send DMs.
Yeah.
And you got, like, nigga, it's crazy because it's like real jail because you got niggas on the outside talking about, hey, free my nigga so-and-so. We're Twitter jail. Yo, he locked up. He said, what's up, y'all? Like, for real. Nigga, send a picture.
It's
me and longest hour of your life, nigga. 60 minutes, start now. You like, oh, my God, nigga, what I'm finna do? You don't even want to take a nap because you might oversleep and miss some shit. Oh, man. Good old Twitter. Good Twitter days.
Family,
oh my God, watching.
We watch the same thing at the same time.
I still do that sometimes. We used to do that with Versus.
Yes, I
used to do that with the Versus.
I usually do it for like award shows.
Yeah.
I would like dip in. But.
We need a, see, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. This is why I hate like shit like Power when it dropped early and shit. Like imagine if Power came on.
We did it with Snowfall.
Yeah, we did do it with Snowfall. Like if Power. If you couldn't see it until that shit was broadcast on TV, if they did that shit, so we all get to watch it together or after, man, that shit would more people probably would have watched it.
Yeah.
More people would have probably watched it. Like I remember watching Love and Hip Hop in real time. Fucking Scandal! Oh my God.
They were asking Scandal. Like, who's your favorite Love and Hip Hop couple? And they had listed out all these couples, right? And motherfuckers was like. Peter, Amina, it's the three of them.
Best love triangle in history, nigga. Goated.
Somebody was like,
how did you get her pregnant? And I'm supposed to be pregnant. And I killed my baby.
I hate you so much.
Amina's the worst crier ever, nigga.
She was a terrible crier.
And then you remember like when she slapped the license on the table and Tara read it. Now, mind the best part of that shit. Before anybody knew what the fuck happened, Tara slapped her twice. Thwap, thwap. She's like, ain't nothing fake about that. Boom, she read that, boom. Thwap, thwap. Oh, shit. And by the time she got the third one through, that's when niggas finally grabbed her. I was like, yo, she got hands. She got hands. Peter the goat.
Richie Dollars?
Nah.
He kept having... I don't know how you
Peter,
was part of his girl group. And you watch the show.
No, Peter the GOAT because at least Rich Dollars like had like some type of game and shit.
Did he?
Well, I ain't gonna say he had game, but like no, actually, yeah, I will say that. The way Rich Dollars is talking to these motherfuckers, and he was constantly pulling baddies.
That's what I'm saying.
But like Peter had these motherfuckers going back and forth and like
Peter really had the Stevie.
Stevie's hey, maid.
And Jocelyn.
I see you got your maid outfit on like you always do. Like you always can get this bitch out the house.
Iconic line.
That's that nigga, like, Stevie is, if you look up plausible deniability in the dictionary, it's a picture of Stevie J right fucking next to it.
My man, she said I'm pregnant. He said,
you gonna let something like that happen? You bring something like that to your manager? What, nigga? Plausible deniability. I will not say nothing incriminating. You will not catch me on this wire. My nigga knew it was bugs in the house. Like, you're not gonna trap me with this. You supposed to take care of that off the rip.
CBJ was that nigga.
Yeah, everybody wanted to think bad about the good guy. She Carly Red, she a rat. She a rat and I'm a dog. Like he cussed her out. One time he cussed Justin out. Matter of fact, it was the strip club. I see you back to the strip club. After that, he left and he was like,
send me back to no strip club,
CB. He was like, he cussed out here, I'll send you back. By the way, you look nice tonight. Nigga, what? Nigga, what?
She was toxic.
Toxicity and on a toxic. 1,000. Like, I was in it like, that nigga.
Nah, it's when he brought them both. He was big and gave them both.
Rings.
Sir, you have got to relax.
Meaning 100% with the shits. Like,
she was.
Classic Stevie J. Like, that nigga.
I think when she stopped taking shit seriously, it was easy.
It was easy. When she was with Nico and that nigga got her fucking bootleg Rolex and Stevie pulled up and gave her ass a fucking BMW. What?
Oh, good old reality TV.
Oh, I'm about to go back and I don't need to watch no fucking recap. I need to watch the episodes, nigga. I need to watch all that shit from scratch.
Ain't it on Netflix?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes, and we can watch the evolution of Carly's face.
Alright.
Tonight on Botched. Oh, sorry.
Nope. Moving on.
Yeah, no, moving on. We are moving on. I ain't gonna tell people where to follow you.
That's what I meant.
I know. We're here.
You can follow me on Twitter and the Instagram. And so you can follow me on Snapchat at iMeans with a Z Shell.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ASAP Funny. You can follow me on TikTok, ASAP Funny One. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. And like the page on Facebook, facebook.com/NoChillPodcast. Rest in peace to the boy DMX. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
No Chill.